to the Air Canada Centre, where the Leafs and the Boston Bruins are tied 1-1. We mentioned about Patrick Marleau, game number 181, which puts him ahead of Henri Richard, 36th place, one behind Doug Gilmour and Bob Gainey in that department. Meanwhile, Tomas Plekanec, who has the goal, his first of the playoffs, and in 91 career playoff games, he has scored 17 goals. And as you mentioned, the Bruins probably feel most of them have been against Boston.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that was a goal scorer's goal. Get it in the slot and then snap it back the other way. Blocker side on Tukarask. 12-7, and really after the first minute, the Leafs carried the majority of the play. And I know we were talking about during one of the commercial breaks late in the period that it almost felt like game one in Boston. The score was tied at one, but it had the feeling like the Leafs were down. It almost feel like they're up if they can continue to push the pace, but hopefully Freddie Anderson knew. It really looks like it's a game that he's going to have to battle through, that it's hasn't got a flow. There hasn't been any rhythm to his game so far. But the best in the business usually find a way to still make those spectacular stops and find a way to win a hockey game.
Leafs to the left and the Bruins to the right as we start the second period. No penalties carrying over. Marchand gets the puck in over the line and didn't do it correctly, and it's whistled down offside. So it'll come back into the center ice area. The playoff beard competition is being won by Roman Polak, who apparently can grow a beard in about 5 minutes. Ron Hainsey, not so much. The Kitties, not so much either. And I had one going, but after two losses in Boston, that's gone. Done. Go.
Thomas Plekanec, many think that it was the facial hair that has
that's it.
Spurred him on.
His goatee that he had in Montreal. Here's Marner backhanding it down into the Boston zone. Out of the net. Rask gave the puck away! Centering pass, and the Leafs can't take advantage of it. Rask scampering back into his cage. Oh, my. Into the corner it goes. Played to the line, but not out. Kept in by Morgan Rielly. Now off his stick, it comes to the left wing boards. Tipped back in again by Marner. And he seems to be everywhere. Marner.
I think the Leafs haven't scored an ugly one yet. That might have been it.
And while the chance was there, Hainsey has to go back in his own zone. Gets it ahead for Willie Nylander, who skates back behind his own goal, then reverses it for Hainsey. Hainsey, a pass for Matthews. That doesn't work, and Morgan Rielly will try it. He finds Matthews with room on the right side. Dropping it off for Nylander. Taking off the puck there. Getting back to retrieve it was Sean Corrali, and he lifts it into the center ice area. Right back down into Boston territory. Out of the net, Rask. And now scampering back into his cage a little quicker than normal. Played by the Bruins out at center. Zaitsev. Off the glass. Chara traps it back in Boston territory. And it is played off a stick to center ice. In across the line, offside. Whistle down there by the linesman, and a faceoff coming in the center ice area.
Boy, Tukarask comes out from behind the net and looks like he's going to try to make a pass, and then I think hesitates. And when that happened, puck rolls off his stick right out towards the front of the net. Patrick Marleau was the first there. He tried to turn around and backhand and put it off Tukarask. I mean, had he known, throw it out, Thomas Plekanec had a wide open net.
Yep.
Although I'm sure there wasn't a lot of thought process for Marleau. I don't think you're expecting that.
He replaced Norm Ullman as the oldest player in Leaf history to score a goal the other night when he fired a pair. And we talked about the fact that the 67 team was known as the Over the Hill Gang anyway. Ullman wasn't on that team. In a Leaf zone, bank pass out at center. Trying to get to it was Brown, but it is shot out and down the ice, but it'll be right on goal. And Anderson trying to play it up the wing, had it deflect off Rick Nash. The Leafs come back to recover, and now here's Bozak losing it, but Gardner is able to retrieve it and send it back out at center ice. sent right back into the Toronto zone. Leafs back with Zaitsev around back of the net. Into the corner for Jake Gardner. A pass goes off the skate of Bozak, and now he quickly gets it ahead for Brown. Brown sends it deep into Boston territory. Moore off the bench, hustles into the corner. Moore around the boards on the far side for Janssen. Back to the blue line to Dermott. Near side, Polak passes in, deflected off the stick of Kapanen wide. Dermott at the left boards goes down into the corner after it, trying to poke it back at the net, and he has. Moore ringing the boards to find Polak. Polak with a shot in traffic. It got through, but Rask, it may have hit Chara and slowed up instead of deflecting somewhere towards the net, and Rask had no trouble putting a glove on it.
You're right. I think it does slow down to give Rask an opportunity. I think even the puck is afraid of Zdeno Chara.
Oh, come
on. Gets,
really?
I know, I am.
The puck or Chara?
No. I never got hit that much by the puck, so I'm going to guess Chara might be a worse fate.
Oh, that career.
That Chara.
That Chara. Flipped out at center ice, high stick making contact with it. And whistled down immediately, and a face-off in the center ice area coming as a result.
A much slower start to this period than we saw in the opening 20 minutes. The three Spurs are on, not in the lineup for the Boston Bruins. That was late news coming down. He's listed as day-to-day. But when you go through his history, and I believe it was when they lost to Chicago in the finals in 2013, came out that the injuries that he had
actually
collapsed.
Through.
Lung, shoulder.
Yep. He is a warrior, and if he's out, and an icing charge here against Toronto, if he is out,
it's not a bruise.
It's no. You're right about that. So it comes back down into the Toronto zone to the right of goaltender Frederik Andersen. Love the jumbotron. Show lots of people doing neat stuff. Dancing. Draw to the right of Frederik Andersen. A 1-1 tie here in Game 4. Game 5, Saturday in Boston. A late start, 8 o'clock. And we will, of course, be there to have it for you. Keensy wins a face-off. Played it up on the wing, though, and it is cut off there by Riley Nash. Nash around back of the net. Back to the blue line. A shot is blocked off the stick of McQuaid. Here is Marlowe getting it in over the line, but he couldn't get away from McQuaid. Now a loose puck almost materialized. Pasternak back at his own blue line. Being shadowed there by Mitch Marner. Pass comes up on the wing. Leafs unable to get to it as Marchand has it now. And over on the right wing side, McQuaid starts to center. He'll shoot it down into the Toronto zone. Along the boards and into the corner, a pass back to the blue line. Knocked off on the near side for David Krejci in traffic, a shot. Deflects off to the side of the net and just missed the post. Far side for Hyman. And it's played out into the center ice area. Krejci sends it out at center. Matthews intercepts and brings it right back in again. Fed around the boards and down on the near wing for Zach Hyman. Nylander couldn't bring it out. For a pass, and back come the Bruins with DeBrusk sending a shot wide of the net. Chara sends it back into the corner, comes out in front, and DeBrusk got a quick shot away. Andersen may have got a blocking glove in front of that. Zaitsev, a pass ahead for Matthews. Dropping it back, the Leafs are going to change. Gardner is back in his own zone. Here's Gardner. Holding, and a lead pass deflects in off Brown and down into the Boston zone it goes. Bozak couldn't keep it in. It's rolling down into the Toronto end without icing. And so it is Polak down there to get it away from Corrali and play it to the line and down into the Boston end. No icing. Bruins have to go back. Grizzlick off the boards to the line. And a rink-wide pass springs Backus. He'll flip it in on the right side. Corrali goes into the corner, and Polak got a pretty good hunk of him. Puck goes bouncing to the side of the goal and in front. And the Maple Leafs will break it out, and Brown with speed, working it on that left wing. Pulls the brakes on, drops it off for Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk tries to roll it in front, he did. And Bozak couldn't get there in time to deliver a shot. Kept in at the blue line then by Dermott. The puck squirts free. And the Bruins trying to work it out. And Heinen gets it to center and shoots it down into the Toronto end. Anderson scooping it back with 14:19 to go in the second period. Still tied at ones. Delayed offside. Brought out now by Zaitsev. Played to the Boston blue line. Chara sends it back. Now Kapanen steals. Moore closes in. Oh, and a big glove save made by Rask. And he'll hold for a faceoff.
Leafs would have had a 3-on-1. But I believe, was it not Kapanen that lost his stick? On the right wing side, Dominic Moore does the right thing, though. Get the puck to the net. 2-on-1 break right from the Leaf blue line. Although, you get that pass over.
It's an open net.
Johnson's got a wide open net.
But the fourth line has generated chances. Kapanen with his breakaways, Johnson, and now Moore. Bruins break it out at center. Miller on the left wing for Marchand. Marchand trying to flip it back to the point. He does, and a long drive into the glove of Anderson is held by the Leaf netminder, and a break in the action here. 13:54 to go in the second period. The Leafs won and the Bruins won. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff is going to come in the Toronto zone to the right of Frederick Anderson.
Shots on goal just 3-3. 6 minutes and 6 seconds into period number two. Overall, he's still holding on to the overall advantage of 15-10. This seems the last 2 years, has it not, that the first round of the playoffs have not been the best hockey in the NHL.
And it was always
a 7-game series. You have 2 sweeps already.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, when it was back in the old days of the Norris Division, all of that, I mean, there was a lot of hatred built up because you played St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit,
Minnesota
at some point in time in the playoffs every year. And now, of course, it's catch as catch can. Draw is scrummed, but the puck goes free to the Bruins on the near boards. Pastrnak taken down by Marner, but the puck is poked ahead and Marner gets it out. Marlowe couldn't take a pass from Plekanec, but goes after it along the boards. Marner follows up on it. Marner in the corner, given a jolt there as the puck comes back along the boards, and Pastrnak sends it out into the center ice area. Long shoot in by Krug. He is the Boston goal scorer, and it is Plekanec for Toronto. Here he is across the line with a shot that goes off a leg and goes wide. Marner banking it around the wall, but it's cut off. And it'll be DeBrusk coming out of his own zone with a pass to Krug. Krug works in over the line, dropping there for Marchand. A bouncing puck goes off a body. Leafs don't clear. Kept alive along the boards. Into the corner now goes Asiari. He has it knocked away. And the Leafs' Nylander coming out at center. Worked it to the line and in. Plays it down into the corner. Nylander in against Miller. Spun around the wall and it'll get by everybody and down the ice. And an icing charge will come against Boston as it'll come back into the Bruins zone with 12:44 to go in period number two.
Again, it was just a little play, but I like the mentality. Nylander gets it over the line. You might think you can be creative and make a pass to the middle of the ice. He does a smart thing. Dump it in. Let's go after it and win the battles. As you can see, sometimes those turnovers in the high slot in the opposing zone end up being odd man rushes the other way.
Draw one by Toronto. Gardner snaps it, but it went off a stick of Wingles, and it's found the screen and out of play.
That'll give the Bruins the opportunity to get a line change in.
The draw will be in the circle to the left of Rask. 12:39 left to play here in period number two. And the big building on Bay Street has been alive here tonight. Bozak leaning in here to take the draw against Sean Corrali. Now he's waved out. Brown has to move in. And the draw won by Toronto. Here's Polak back at the point and a shot over top of the net. Rebound to Backus on the far boards. Cleared to the line, but not out. Kept alive there by Dermott. Backus will try again. And a bouncing puck goes down into the Toronto zone as it misfires for Danton Heinen. A pass ahead for Bozak. Up on the left wing, it goes to Van Riemsdyk. Laid into the corner for Bozak, who centered! Oh, it just bounced away from Brown. Now a shot is drilled by Polak into the chest of Tuukka Rask. And Connor Brown was 2 inches away from tapping that home.
And then again, it all starts with a very simple play. Dump it in, go get it. And the Bruins have had some trouble with the Leafs forecheck. It doesn't matter how big you are, how strong you are. If you've got the speed and the timing is perfect at a dump in, you're going to provide some problems for the opposition.
You make them turn, and if they're slow afoot, you have the advantage. And the Leafs have done that repeatedly here in this game and in game number three. Played in around back of the net, and Heinen is onto it in the far corner. Heinen steps out. His shot bounces off his skate. It was laying in the slot area, but the Leafs couldn't get a handle on it. They keep it into the blue line. Matthews trying to play it into the corner. Had it blocked, and it is sent out and down the ice by Boston. And a race for the puck here by Gardner. He can't win it, so it's played away by Anderson. Leafs down in the corner. And Matthews turns to Zaitsev, wondering why there wasn't a penalty for high sticking. Now here's Nylander in with a backhand try. And it's into the glove of Rask and held for a faceoff as Nylander was trying to get it out a little further away from Rask as Matthews was going to the front of the net.
So not a lot in the way of power plays. Games 3 and 4. Leafs had one. Van Riemsdyk scored in the first period of game one. Boston had on the third period of game number two. Pardon me. With Van Riemsdyk, first period of game three, first game here at Air Canada Center.
Bruins had 9 in the first 2 games.
Nazem Kadri had more penalty minutes in one play than we've had combined with both teams here in Toronto.
Up against the boards off the faceoff, controlled by Krug, and the diminutive defenseman with a bank pass ahead for Pasternak. Nicely played in over the line, and a backhand was weak and handled by Anderson after Morgan Rielly had tied him up. Now Hainsey getting a good hunk of Marchand up against the boards. Marchand gets it back to the point. Long shot by Krug is blocked in front. Lead pass for Marner. He's between the defense. He's in a goal. And a big save made by Rask. Beautiful stretch pass from Morgan Rielly. Now it's Marchand back the other way. And an errant pass is gobbled up by Rielly. Marner up on the right side for Moore. Moore gets in over the line. Dominic Moore into the corner. Stutter steps to try to get away from the checking there of Grizzlick. Sent back along the boards, it goes to Zaitsev. Waits, shoots, and it's off the mark wide. Puck at the far side. Gardner's drive is high and wide. And now the Leafs, unable to trap it, they'll send it right back down into Boston territory. Change is coming for both teams. Mitch Marner, a clear-cut breakaway. He just exploded through the defense. Now Bozak in on the right side with a shot. Big rebound! And it's tipped wide of the goal by Janssen. Played out at center ice again. Leafs send it right back into the zone. Quick pass, but Aaron sent down the ice. Icing charge here against the Boston Bruins.
And with 9:55 to go in a 1-1 game, this crowd starting to ramp up the energy again. As Tuukka Rask makes a save, but a huge rebound comes out, as you mentioned before that. Mitch Marner on a breakaway when he finds space up the middle. But Tuukka Rask has made some outstanding stops in this one for the Bruins.
Draw won by the Leafs. Rielly sends it to the net and it deflected wide. Brown in the corner works back of the net. Reverses his field and play it into the corner again. Brown trying to free it up. It's up against the wall with Van Riemsdyk trying to kick it along. And it is finally played ahead by Asieri and now brought out at center by Wingles. Sent down into the Toronto end. Hainsey around back of the net. Rielly punches it along the wall, but the Bruins get it to Chara at the point. A shot right on! And Anderson made the save and then scooped it back into the big mitt. And holds for a faceoff with 9:24 to go in the second period. We are still tied at ones. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here at the Air Canada Center. With 9:24 to go in the second period and half this game in the books, it is deadlocked at one apiece.
And the good news might be that the Leafs have played their best 30 minutes of the series consecutively. Bad news is all it's got them is a tie.
Here's Gardner winning the faceoff, flipping it out at center, off a stick and down into Boston territory. Bruins are there to play it off the wall, and it is knocked down by Krejci, but stolen back by Nylander. Nylander circles back in his own zone, dropping it off now for Zaitsev, and he gives it to Gardner. Gardner looks up ice, still backtracks into his own zone a little deeper. Matthews comes back to support, and Gardner over on the left wing boards now, plays it up ahead. Zach Hyman tips it in over the line, but Chara's there to shoot it right back out again. Now Hyman knocks it down in over the line for Matthews. Matthews turning with a pass in the slot, and it went out of the reach of Hyman. Hyman has lost his stick as the Bruins get it down into the Toronto zone. Around the far side for Jake DeBrusk. Into the corner, and it's stolen, and Matthews starts out. A quick pass for Nylander. Crossing the line, Chara bowls over Hyman and forces him offside, and no call.
No, but the official skated over, though.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, we've seen a number of these, haven't we? But, I mean, if it's not interference, not only is it interference, it takes away a scoring opportunity. Now, you could say that it was just two guys in the same place at the same time and there was no intent. Oh, boy.
Well, it looked like pretty good intent there, didn't it?
I think the big fella knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't see him there. Al, open your eyes. Go outside the blue line. Knocked in over the line by Johnson. Now Moore back to the blue line and a whistle.
They're saying it came out on Roman Polak. So the faceoff outside the line. But here's the thing, and this is where I give the officials in this series credit. They've been pretty consistent both ways. And as it, you know, other than the Nazem Kadri 5-minute major in game two, I don't think you could say one thing was allowed for one side and not for the other.
Dermott plays it down into the Boston zone from well out at center ice. Now it is Corrali trying to work up on the left wing boards. Knocked down by Polak. Tries to keep it in, but it comes to center ice. And Dermott is there to play it ahead. Kapanen to Moore. Onto the wing it goes for Janssen. A shot bounces over the shoulder of Rask and just went wide. Another good scoring opportunity for the Leafs' fourth line. Played on the boards by Backes to center ice. Leafs going back to it, and almost a giveaway, and now it is a giveaway. Here's a chance for Corrali, and the shot went wide. Leafs tip it ahead, and out come the Leafs at center ice. Johnson across the line. Johnson trying to chip it in front of the net where Plekanec had headed, but it went off a stick and high. Now Plekanec steals back of the net. Couldn't center in front for Marner. Marner in the corner, trying to dig it away. Marner curls out with a pass. Marlowe rolls it towards the net, and Plekanec couldn't get that, but he bowls over Matt Grzelcyk. A puck in front of the goal for Plekanec. Now he has it on the far half boards. Near side, Morgan Riley. Riley across, like pass, and that was blocked. The rebound! Dan Silfrey, Marner to the point, Hainsey, Plekanec, near side Riley, Riley with it again, into the slot, still with it, Riley into the corner, sends it back and he misses Plekanec, it goes all the way down the ice.
Well, it starts when Thomas Plekanec knocks one down on a midair behind the Boston net.
Marchand chasing Hainsey, Hainsey gets it on the wing and Morgan Riley again through center. Plays it ahead. Bozak to Riley. Broken up. Bozak steals it again. Bozak down into the corner, ringing it on the boards. Zaitsev thinking better of pinching, and it's cleared out at center ice. Gardner shoots it right back in again. 6:20 to go in the second period. Still tied 1-1. Leafs pressing here in the second frame. Bozak to Brown. Back to the net. It bounced over Van Riemsdyk's stick. Bozak onto it quickly. Now it's back to the point. Gardner into the slot, and it rolled off the stick of Brown, and the Bruins get it out at center. Gardner couldn't knock it out. It's around the boards and into the near corner. Here's the Pest. Knocked down on the play. Puck goes free to Bozak. Bozak gets it to the line and just out. Bruins again with it. Miller works to the line and in. Stops, holds. Miller at the top of the circle into the corner. Centers, and it went right by the Leaf net. Chara plays it back of the net. Gardner freeing it up for Zaitsev. Zaitsev with some skating room will bank it out at center, but the Leafs don't get it into the zone to get a change going. Chara will bring it right back in. Chara with a shot, smothered by Anderson, and as the big fella moves in there, Zaitsev gets his nose in there, and so does Hyman with a bit of a smile on his face, as the faceoff will come in the Toronto zone when we return. 5:22 to go, second period. The Leafs won. The Bruins won. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Moen and Jim Ralph are back here at the Air Canada Centre. This is game number 4. Game 5 in Boston on Saturday night. An 8 o'clock start. And we will be there at the Toronto Dominion Garden. I just find that really neat. Don't they have banks in the U.S.?
No,
none of them that work, I guess. Because...
what's the one in Carolina?
Well, what is that one?
RBC.
RBC, yeah. Oh yeah, right. Every Canadian bank owns a building or has naming rights to a building in the state.
Scotiabank coming in here next year.
Draw one by Toronto. Swung around on the boards. Chara knocked down on the play. The puck underneath him. Hyman standing over him. But it's going to be, you're going to need a front end loader to pry that puck up. With Chara down on both knees.
Not exactly sure where it is, but you better find it before you drop another one.
That's a good idea.
Seen that before. Where did we see it? Where a goalie had it caught up. Nobody knew where it was.
It. All of a sudden it drops
All of a sudden there's two of them on the ice.
That created a bit of a scramble. 5:13 to play in the second period. Draw one by Toronto. And the pass well out of the reach of Nylander. Chara back to recover the puck for McAvoy. Onto the wing and slashed down into the zone then by Jake DeBrusque. Pass played ahead is deflected and it's gone over the glass and lands about four rows softly into a pair of hands. And a face-off will come after the discussion by the officials.
I think that had to go off of Bruin, didn't it?
Yes, and correctly adjudicated. And so outside the blue line it comes.
So far, the Leafs have had a slight edge in face-offs. In fact, it shows the Leafs have won 50% and the Bruins have won 47%.
I'm just reading it. I told you we weren't good at math.
Apparently, we're not alone.
Fired out into the Toronto zone. Polak. Lost it into the corner, turning with it, Corrali. Corrali back of the net, knocked off stride there by Dermott, and the Maple Leafs will get it to the line and out at center. Bruins shoot it right back in again. Dermott takes it to safety back of the net and stops there and now starts out. Bozak is with him, but the pass goes ahead off Van Riemsdyk into the Boston end. Hustling in there after it, Brown. Brown freed it up for Van Riemsdyk. Tried to center, it's gone high off his stick. And cleared the glass, and again landing softly in the hands of someone about four rows deep.
Well, the Leafs do need a hero on the offensive side, but I think when you look at the four lines and what they've done in this game, the Leafs have been pretty consistent. I don't think you look at anybody and say you need more from them. As we see, I think Bozak's been very good on the forecheck getting in. Connor Brown. Mitch Marner has been great and seems to be all over the ice. He drew a lot of praise from Bruce Cassidy, the Bruins coach, between games 3 and 4.
A discussion here with Plekanec and Marleau as the veteran will take the faceoff in the circle to the right of Rask. And it is Nash, Riley Nash, who wins the draw. Marchand starting out on the left wing. Flips it to the line. Volleyball back out at center by the Maple Leafs. Cleared over on the right wing side for Marchand. A little spinning move, and he's in! And he shot it over top of the goal as he spun around Morgan Riley. Back at the point, a long shot is off the glass and wide. Marner down the boards trying to pry it free as it's Riley Nash trying to dig it out for the Bruins, and Marner comes away with it. Marner to center. A bank pass trying to spring Marlowe didn't work, but it comes right back to him. And then he tried to set it for Plekanec. His shot was blocked. And it is cleared by the Bruins to center ice. Marner seems to be everywhere. Here's Marner again. Cross the line for Marlowe. Back into the side of the net for Marner. Marner scampers into the far corner. Into the slot, a shot! And Marlowe had it deflect and go wide. Zaitsev around the boards. Off the bench comes Kapanen. To the blue line to Gardner. Off a stick it comes, and a long lead pass by the Bruins goes nowhere except for a faceoff back in their own end.
And this is going to keep that line. Nash with Pastrnak and Marchand on the ice for an extended shift. Marchand hasn't been noticeable a lot, but all you have to do is give him that one opportunity. He spins around Morgan Riley. Goes backhand, forehand, and all of a sudden he's face-to-face with Freddie Anderson, but launched it high and over the net, way over the net.
Way over side. The net, yep. Draw to the right. The Matthews line on the ice, and it is bounced out at center ice, and Pastrnak is away on the right side. Pastrnak closing in with a pass. They score! Marchand got the pass from Pastrnak, and the Bruins have taken a 2-1 lead.
So it looked like an advantage for the Leafs. Turns out to pay dividends for the Bruins. They wouldn't have been on the ice had it not been for the icing. Jake Gardner pinched at the Boston blue line. And I don't know if there's going to be any delay, if there's anything to do with... I don't think this is offside by any stretch. But the Boston Bruins, Freddie Anderson commits to the shot. And for Nikita Zaitsev, you know, we've seen it happen. Well, you've got to decide. You got to take one or the other. And when the pass gets through, you know, Freddie Anderson overplayed now. In hindsight, he overplays the shot simply because the pass got through. And if you're Nikita Zaitsev, you got to sprawl. You got to at least delay things until the forwards get back to help.
Time of the goal brought to you by Credit700.ca. Get a loan of $700 or more with Credit700.ca. No credit check required. Professional confidential service guaranteed. Visit Credit700.ca. 16:55, and the Bruins own a 2-1 lead. And an icing charge against Toronto is going to bring the faceoff back in the lead zone to the left. And the Krejci line with Rick Nash comes over the boards for Boston.
And at least they've had success on the pinch. And maybe if you're Jake Gardner, you're thinking, look, they're out, you know, for an extended time because of the icing. We can catch them tired if we can keep it in their end. However, when you don't, the two guys you don't want leading a two-on-one the other way have it.
Now here's Moore playing it on the glass, high to center. Chara knocked it up against the wall for Krejci. Puck comes free and brought to the line but not in. Played up on the right side. Kapanen got there first to roll it in around Chara and back to recover as Charlie McAvoy. Off the boards to center, knocked away by the Leafs. Played back in now, and here's Dominic Moore in on the right side. Moore going wide on Chara, puts the brakes on. Knocked down on the play, but plays to an open corner, and McAvoy's going to get there first for Boston and play it out and down the ice, and the icing is waved off. Polak going back to recover the puck. Roman Polak with 2:14 to play in the second period, and the Leafs down 2-1. They've trailed twice in this game. Everybody waiting for Polak to make a decision. It goes into the corner, and Dermott gets it out at center, but the Leafs don't get it into the zone, and the Bruins have sent it right back into the Toronto end. Anderson tucking it around the boards, but it's cut off there on the near side. Tim Schaller, too well covered by Bozak. Now against the boards, a centering pass, and Schaller couldn't come up with it. Down into the corner again. Schaller loses it this time, and Dermott with some skating room gets it to center and is taken down by Tommy Wingles. A lead pass across the line offside.
Well, at least dodge a bullet there. Dermott was the one that took it up the left wing boards. Nobody backed him up.
Massiari maybe overreacted too quickly. He had time to settle that puck. But it's offside, and it's back to the Boston blue line area.
The Leafs really have not come back with a great a scoring chance after the Bruins have taken the lead on the goal by Marchand.
McQuaid draws the additional assist along with Pasternak as Marchand has scored his second goal of this postseason series. But it goes along with five assists.
That's the Austin Matthews line that was out to take the draw. I mean, you do think you win the draw, you get control of the puck, you've got an advantage here in the second period. The long change. Tired group on the ice. They weren't that tired once they got the puck.
Amazing what goes to your legs when you get an offensive chance. Nylander wins the draw at the point. Gardner rolls into the corner. Hyman in there against Chara. They battle for it. Chara pokes it up on the wall, and Backes is going to just lift it out at center. Zaitsev on the near wing. Back it goes to Gardner. He had trouble with that. Goes deeper into the corner. Now he looks up ice to find Nylander. Nylander turning, dropping it back as Backes was shadowing him. Zaitsev on to Matthews. Off his stick, it comes back in over the line. Backes then has it stolen by Matthews. And here comes Matthews with a pass to Nylander. Nylander in on the right side. And his shot was deflected easily wide of the net. Hyman steals it back, got it back for Nylander in front. Matthews, a shot, knocked down by the glove of Rask, and the Bruins will play it off the boards to center. Riley going back to the puck, a long lead pass to Matthews. At center he turns to Riley around the defense. Riley into the corner trying to center and went off a stick, and it has found the screen with 23.4 seconds remaining in the period.
Pretty good hook into the hands of Morgan Riley coming over the line.
Now he gets some shoving in the corner. Riley in the middle of it. Marchand comes in and gives Riley a nice little cross check.
Now they're not going to call that.
No. Everything is hunky-dory.
Again, the Leafs throw the puck to the net. The puck bounces off Tuukka Rask, but no Leaf able to get it.
Both Nylander and Matthews kind of skated by where the rebound was. And now the faceoff will be in the circle to the right, or will it? We're trying to decide. Riley was already in there because he had led the rush. So, yes, but the faceoff will be inside the zone.
This is one of those little things that you say, you know, you could cut out a lot of the scrums. You call it a little cross-check, a little cute play after the fact. But the Bruins have only had one power play in five periods at the Air Canada Center. You're probably best just to keep your mouth shut, smile and nod.
Okay, I just did.
All right, you should probably talk now.
All right, guys. Face off to the right of Rask. Scrum, the puck comes into the slot, the shot just over top of the blocking glove of Rask, but missed the net. Played to the line and out, and Marchand is away again. In across the line, oh my, Nash is all alone in front, no one went to him. And the Leafs got fortunate there as it's played to center. 3 seconds left in the period, and that'll do it. Riley Nash went to the front of the net, the slot, and four Leafs went after the puck carrier. He was all by his little old lonesome.
If there's any way that puck gets to him, he walks in alone on Freddie Anderson. So the Leafs out shooting Boston 22-16 after two. But that's not the important stat as we head into the third period.
So 10-9, the shots favor Toronto in the second period. But the goal from Marchand, from Pasternak and McQuaid is on the board at 16-55. 2-1 Bruins heading to the third. Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert along with our second period intermission. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.